Practical Metaphysics, The Fire Experiment, and My Application to James Randi's Foundation for the Paranormal Challenge. Many things capable of withstanding high temperatures from the flame of a fire. Background. Since 1998, I have felt my energy body very strong. In the neck, we have a connecting point between the energy body and the physical body. I call it the point of no regrets. During an extreme meditation where my life was surrendered, I accidentally activated this sense. Energy flowed from the neck point and I really thought I was about to die when it happened. From that day on, I carried the ability of an advanced energy sense. It means to me that I can feel energy similar to how I experience my sense of touch.
Ali.
This alone was not enough for me to start experimenting with fire. I wanted to know that it was possible in theory before I initiated any experiments. I needed a logic explanation to remove all of my own doubts. A few months after the energy initiation, I further developed a theory that I came up with 7 years earlier. A theory of what magic really is. And it convinced me to start the experiments with fire.
Because I'm the end of the old law and the beginning of the new one.
Breaking the law of physics. My theory about magic and the fire experiment. I call it persuading the quarks. If one know a little bit of quantum mechanics, one would know that a minority of the smallest charges in universe, the quarks, behave extremely odd and are obviously breaking the physical laws. My focus was on explaining this gap in the laws of physics. Due to previous experience in deep meditation, I couldn't accept a random force to create this odd behavior. I accept only that there is actions and reactions, a force behind every movement in the known universe. My question was then: are the radical quarks directed by another force or law than the accepted physical laws?
Because I'm the end of the old law and the beginning of the new one.
They follow another flow than the rest of the material world. My theory is that these radicals are connected to some kind of will, and that will can move them in the desired path. My hypothesis is that I have a little bit of will myself, and with this will I can connect to the fire on a subatomic level and persuade the fire not to burn me just by putting myself in the right mindset through meditation. I believe this communication travels from me through the super strings to which the quarks are attached. I figured that the fire experiment was theoretically possible if my theory was correct. With the energy sense activated, I realized that I finally had a tool to consciously explore my theory.
Because I'm the end of the old law and the beginning of the new one.
I started to experiment with fire and meditation. My goal was to persuade fire not to burn me. The first experiment was an instant success, and I found myself surprised, having confirmed my theory so fast. The meditation. Today, 15 years later, I use fire almost every day in my metaphysical work. I am constantly in a kind of meditation, since I have to live with an open energy sense, and I need to harmonize it with my physical body at all waking hours. There is no off button that I have found yet. At the beginning, I had a hard time to figure out how to set my mind correctly, and I got burned by the fire very often. Today, I simply command my energy body to enlarge the force field where the heat is, and the result is that I very seldom get burned. I believe this is both due to the fact that my will is stronger now because I am older, and also because the routine of performing fire meditation almost every day has increased my mental strength. Finally, there are many ways to test my ability, but the fire test would produce the best measurable results in my opinion. In my demonstration video, I use my hands, but I am capable of performing the fire test on any part of my body for as long as I physically can stay in one position.
We'll see each other again. We'll see each other again.